to see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. The Friday features continue right here with You Big Dummy. This is when we read real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on the dummies. Tom votes, I vote, and then the first person listening through on 312-981-7200 will be our third vote. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A man caught with cocaine in his nostrils tried to convince deputies that the drugs weren't his during a traffic stop in, of course, Florida. Two deputies at the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office pulled over a vehicle and immediately noticed the passenger had a white powdery substance on his nose. The passenger, identified as 20-year-old Fabricio Toros Jimenez, told deputies the cocaine didn't belong to him. The sheriff's office wrote on Monday, a deputy swabbed his nose, and the powder reportedly tested positive for cocaine content. After inspecting the vehicle, the deputies said they found 250 grams of marijuana, 13 Xanax pills inside a backpack. Jimenez was also carrying a small baggie of cocaine. The 20-year-old was arrested on drug charges. Deputies did not identify the driver.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. Authorities say two Florida burglars. Boy, Florida represent every week. Two Florida burglars thought they were clever when they used a blowtorch to break into an ATM. It says ATM machine. I would like to point out that the Huffington Post wrote ATM machine. That's redundant, Huffington Post. Redundant. Because the M in ATM stands for machine. I think wouldn't you think an editor would know that at the Huffington Post?
I mean, not at the Huffington Post, unfortunately.
Well, let me start over again. Authorities say two Florida burglars thought they were clever when they used a blowtorch to break into an ATM, but they never hit the jackpot. Inside, the burning heat actually welded the ATM's hinges shut. Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office officials say that video surveillance shows the two male suspects entering the boardwalk on Okaloosa Island on Friday. One was armed with a crowbar and appeared to serve as the outlook, while the other took the blowtorch to the ATM. Instead of cutting the ATM with the blowtorch, authorities say the would-be thief welded the metal part shut and the pair left with nothing. Florida... So they left with nothing.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. How was your weekend? Good? Did you get outside and enjoy that early summer weather? Maybe you had a barbecue or you take a trip to the pool or the beach. Did you finally find time to knock off a few chapters of that good book? Hey, did you challenge Tom Cruise to an MMA fight? Yes, our dear friend Justin Bieber, age 25, staving off the Sunday scares by challenging the 56-year-old star of Mission Impossible Fallout to a fight. It's difficult to say what precisely spurred Biebs' desire for martial combat with a man 31 years older than himself, but whatever the reason, Bieber already has one man in his corner, occasional UFC fighter and full-time clown show Conor McGregor. Full-time clown show. That's fantastic. This, by the way, was written by the AV Club, so, of course, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Full-time clown show. Conor McGregor. You can't have a fight without an undercard, but worry not. McGregor has a solution for that. Sure, why not? Mark Wahlberg seems like the type of dude who thinks he could beat Conor McGregor, and McGregor seems to have abandoned serious fighting in favor of stupid BS like this anyway. He stepped at the octagon exactly once since 2016 in service of receiving a brutal beating at the hands of Khabib. I'm not even going to try. That made it clear that McGregor is no longer a top fighter, if he ever truly was. Surely Wahlberg could find time to fit some MM training into his daily schedule. Bieber, meanwhile, seemed perhaps to have settled down since he found religion and then got married last fall. No more abandoning monkeys in Germany. No more hotboxing private weed planes. No more peeing in buckets while slandering former presidents. It is difficult to tell if this challenge is a deviation from that path, or if it's just another step on the path to mature adulthood. Sooner or later, we must all cage fight the Tom Cruises of our own restless souls. But you're not here to know the unknowable that resides within a Canadian pop star's heart. What you want to know is whom to bet on this semi-hypothetical matchup, and thankfully there is no shortage of degenerates in the UK to provide the odds. Per the gambling website Oddschecker, bookmakers, this is a British website, have opened betting with Cruz as a half favorite over the young Biebs. Cruz's performance in Far and Away highlighted his on-screen boxing ability, he said odds checker Cullum Wilson. On the other hand, Bieber seemed to struggle in a scuffle with Orlando Bloom a few years ago. Expect Cruz's odds to drop as time progresses.
If you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
By the way, have you seen Far and Away, Tom?
No.
If you have any respect for the Irish accent...
Oh, wait, for Tom Cruise,
yes,
and...
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, no, I've never seen the movie, but I've seen the clips, it's
unbelievable. And I love Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it's pretty rude, honestly.
It's awful. It's completely ridiculous. And Ron Howard should have his head smacked, because he directed that stupid movie. All right, let's get back to it. Dummy number four. Pennsylvania has seen more tornadoes than usual in 2019, with the state already hitting the yearly average. One Pennsylvania man thinks he may know the cause of the increase. Traffic circles. According to our news partners at the Trib, WNEP-TV in Scranton has the segment called Talk Back, which allows viewers to call and leave their opinions, and then the station airs them. We didn't have tornadoes until we started putting up traffic circles, because on account of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes a disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes, one man said about the recent uptick in tornadoes. Just recently, 6 tornado warnings were issued across the Commonwealth in a span of just 2 hours. Eric Horst, director of weather information at the Center of Millersville University, said that traffic El Nino, Pacific El Nino, is still enhancing the jet stream, so the atmosphere is highly dynamic on all fronts through. Some years are more active than others. If the cycle goes through, and the cycle goes through every year, but it has nothing to do with traffic circles.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Let's take a break here for some weather. We got one more dummy to talk about, and then we will do a recap and vote on the dummy of the week. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. It's Friday, and our Friday features continue. We've got one more dummy to talk about on You Big Dummy. Dummy number 5, dummy number 5, dummy number 5. A woman in Scotland ended up having to be cut out of a children's toy car with a bread knife on Friday after an attempt at a joke that went very wrong. Zoe Archibald, 34, had climbed into her cousin's red and yellow little tyke's car after joking how she thought she could fit, but ended up getting wedged inside. There's no way that she could get herself out, her nephew Matthew Shepherd Bull told the Southwest News Service. The 34-year-old had attempted to climb into the tiny vehicle, but when that didn't work, it was placed over her head. The car ended up being jammed around to her midsection. Archibald, unable to wriggle herself out, ended up being trapped for an hour. No matter what she did, she just wasn't able to get out. Everyone found it funny, even Zoe, Shepherd Bull said. Eventually, it was a bread knife that had to cut her out.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
All right. We have to vote. I'm going to do the recap. First person through will be either our tiebreaker or just our third vote. So let me do the recap. Good, strong week. Strong week. Florida well represented as well. Here we go. We got the dummy who told the cops that the cocaine in his nostrils was not his. We had the dummies who tried to open an ATM with a blowtorch but sealed it instead. We got the famous dummy who challenged Tom Cruise to an MMA fight. We got the dummy who said that traffic circles cause tornadoes. And the dummy who got stuck in a child's toy car. All right. Tom, this is a strong week, I got to say.
That's a tough one.
These people are all really dumb.
Really dumb.
Yeah. All right.
I got to give a first runner-up to the lady in Scotland because...
She's in Scotland.
She's in Scotland, and she is what my dad would call a dunderheed, an eejit, a nonce, everything in the book.
Dunderheed?
Yeah, dunderheed.
Wow, I don't know if I've ever... I've heard eejit. I've heard the
eejit,
other two.
That's a classic, yeah. But yeah, dunderheed.
Dunderheed, I like that.
A numpty, as they say.
I've heard that one too, yeah. Well, Dunderheed's new to me.
Oh, that was my dad's favorite for me.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
He said I was about as useful as a chocolate teapot once.
That's great.
But I'm going to go with the thieves that sealed the ATM when they were trying to break in.
Or are you also going to go with the dummy who wrote the article? And added the word
that's
machine?
That's a sub-dumb. That's a sub-dummy.
All right, well, we're going with... he's going with the dummy who tried to... All right, the cocaine in the nostrils is unbelievable. The guy who thinks that tornadoes are caused by traffic circles is an idiot. The woman who got stuck... I mean, they're all good. They're all good. But I'm sorry. I got to go with Biebs. I gotta go with Justin Bieber. So my vote is Justin Bieber challenging Tom Cruise to an MMA fight. And Connor, the full-time clown show... So I'm going with Justin Bieber challenging Tom Cruise to an MMA fight, and Tom is going with the dummies who tried to open an ATM with a blowtorch but then sealed it instead. So we need somebody to break the tie. These are the two you're choosing from. the dummies who tried to open the ATM with a blowtorch and sealed it. And I'm choosing, that's Tom's choice, and I'm choosing Justin Bieber challenging Tom Cruise to an MMA fight. So you have those to choose from. So what do you think here? 312-981-7200. You got to break the tie. It's either the dummies who tried to open the ATM with the blowtorch, either that one or Justin Bieber challenging Tom Cruise to an MMA fight. Those are your two choices. First one here through, and this is Joyce on WGN from Streamwood. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you voting for?
I vote for Bieber.
You vote for Bieber.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So he's the dummy of the week. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you.
Okay, take
Bye.
Care. Yeah. I'd vote for Bieber for several reasons over the past bunch of years. I mean, he's been a dummy for a long time. He's only 25 years old. He's got more than 25 years worth of dumb in him.
He's not 25 years old.
He's 25.
He can't be.
He's 25.
Really? He's my age?
He's 25.
I thought he was younger
old.
Than me.
He's 25. You're as old as Biebs. He's married, too. 25
oh
and married.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Born March 1st, 1994.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, he's 25 years old. And he was challenging 57-year-old Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise would kill him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, his ass is grass.
Oh,
if that actually happened.
I wouldn't set anywhere near. I wouldn't try and even remotely try to fight Tom Cruise. He'd kill me. Bieber. Full-time clown show.
That's really who's the bigger dummy? Just Bieber or Conor McGregor overall?
But they're both. I mean, they're both massive dummies. But I loved. Come on, man! Full-time clown show. That's my favorite phrase now.
Oh God! That the only thing for me that tops that is when Stephen Colbert called. He said, "U.S. congressman and your disapproving aunt."
Yeah.
Oh God. Now I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell. Yeah, Mitch McConnell. Your disapproving aunt. Most of the time he goes turtle. When he talks about...
He does. He looks like a turtle.
When he talks about McConnell. But those are always funny. Every time Colbert has a picture of a politician or whoever's in the news and he introduces them, it's always that second description is genius. And you know who else does? Trevor Noah does that too.
Yeah, he does a good job.
They both do that. But Colbert does it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, all right. Well, there you go. Can we get a couple in here?
We'll get a couple in here.
All right, we'll get a couple in before the news. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about this.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Full-time clown show. I will never tire of using that now. Get ready to hear that every show.
Oh, boy.
All right, straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context, sounds a little dirty, makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it. And send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, let's get a couple in here before the news.
All right, big week this week. Coming to us from Dawn in Marengo, here's Anna DeVlantes.
Have you gotten humped?
Oh. Well, have you?
Oh. All right.
All right, of course, it wouldn't be straight out of context with getting you on here. Oh. So this is coming to us from Chris.
Way to pull it out in the end there, Mike.
Yeah,
and as soon as I said it, right?
Of course.
As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, man.
Got it. All right. Real quick, here's Dave Ennett. He was caught by Jesse.
Can I just say, I love it when Dave Ennett is part of this segment.
I'm sure he loves it, too.
Okay. Yeah.
How many balls have you seen?
I usually don't keep count, Dave, you know.
Man. I love it when Dave's a part of it. I really do. Every time. It's always a treat. Wait, one more, and then we'll go to the news.
All right, one more. Dean Richards, the great Dean Richards, Uncle Dean, got caught by Dirty Dave.
I've sort of, you know, inched my way on it, like, you know, practically on all fours.
I don't even want to know how that happened. I really don't. All right. Well, okay, so far a pretty solid batch of Straight Out of Context, and then after that we've got Nick D Show Spies, and then things get fly with Fly Jams Friday. We'll continue all the regular Friday features after the news, which is coming up right after this.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. And we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. It's Friday. That means all the regular Friday features coming up in just a little bit. Fly Jams Friday. We got Nick D Show Spies, but we're in the middle of Straight Out of Context, where you listen to the radio station 24/7 whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds kind of dirty and it makes you laugh. Jot all the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's continue.
All right, you're back up again, Nick.
Oh, come on.
Caught by Andy in Oak Park.
I looked up and I saw him like dangling right in front of my face, so there he is. I was talking about a teeny little spider.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy, my brother. Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, you're not alone. Dean's having a rough week as well.
All right.
This one is coming to us from Lake Geneva, Dan.
That is completely inappropriate urinal behavior.
Curious to know what that would be.
What would...
I really don't know.
What is inappropriate urinal behavior?
Yeah, and what specific behavior is he referring to?
Wow, okay.
You may never know. All right, Wild Bill caught you again.
Come on, man.
You open yourself up to it.
All right. You get three shafts for your money.
You knew.
That movie, by the way, opens today.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
Shaft. I'm most excited because Richard Roundtree's in it. That's
I think that's great.
Yeah, that's the one thing that really... Otherwise, I feel a little lackluster about it. But seeing Richard Roundtree come back to play John Shaft is pretty cool.
I think so, too.
So, all right.
All right. Next up, again, Anna DeVellante is caught by Fox Valley Mike.
What if you have a little dinghy?
It's not the size of the boat.
Oh, man. All right. She's talking about humping and dinghies
this week. And it doesn't end there. Uh-huh. Again. Anna DeVellante is caught by Brian J.
It's really not all that hard, but it just becomes hard.
Oh, my God.
Can't believe it.
All right.
Sorry to say it, Nick.
Come on, man.
I know. It's because you won the. This is how you won the award.
This
Mr.
is why
personality
I won the best
here.
Personality award from the Silver Dome Awards. I appreciate that. Yeah.
All right. This one's coming to us from Tim.
We were kind of doing it on the down low. Oh man,
keeping it secret. Secret lovers.
We were.
Yeah. She was seeing another guy kind of at the time.
Seeing another guy kind of at the time, yeah.
You dirty boy. All right. Next one coming to us from Linda. This is Mary Vandeveld.
How much of a rack do you have to have a rack?
Wait a minute now. Wait, I think Mary just walked in and just like waved it away. Oh, man.
Yeah. How much of a rack?
Mary, can you throw on your headphones for a second there? Because I want to know where that came from. Mary Vandeveld just walked in, as she does every morning around 4:30. Hi, Mary. Hold on. Go ahead. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
What was that all
very
about?
Very cranky because I just scraped my car in the parking
oh,
lot.
Oh, no. Well, those... I'm
so done with that.
Listen, those parking spaces are really tight. In the park. Oh, see, now that's going to show up. Yeah.
Going to kill me. Oh, no. So what did I do now?
You said you want to play it back? Here you go, Mayor. Listen.
I love both teams. No. Always have.
That's Bill.
Oh.
That's our next one. Is that the
How
next
one? How much of a rack do you have to have a rack?
There you go. How much of a rack do you have to... What is going on? What was going on there?
We were talking about a new wine rack.
Oh.
Like a bra type of thing.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, and I didn't know how much support the actual rack needed. It was a very odd thing. That's it's something that Michael Heidemann found on online.
Okay. All right. Well, just so you know, you made out of context this week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's been a great day so far.
Okay.
So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mary. I'm so sorry to hear about your car.
But it's my wedding anniversary, so I hope I won't be in trouble.
Oh, well, congratulations, Mary. Today?
It might be my last one.
No, but having parked in that lot, the parking spaces are ridiculously tight.
Yeah, Steve Kuzanich was hit a couple days ago.
No, it's ridiculous how tight those parking spaces are. They just try to squeeze as many people in there as they possibly can.
I just complain, but it doesn't do any good. Oh, well, it was my fault. Oh,
all
well.
Right. Okay,
Mayor. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. I understand maybe Bill Leff is next.
Bill Leff is next. This is coming to us from Kelly in Elgin.
I love both teams. Always have, always will.
I see.
There you go.
Wow, it took me a minute.
There you go.
Took me a minute.
Wake up.
Okay. All right. But by the way, it's not possible to love both teams. That's just me.
All right. This one's Rokon coming to us from Brian M.
I've been working my tongue to the bone.
Oh, jeez.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
All right.
All right. And then Wendy Snyder coming to us from...
Boy, it took a while.
I know. This is the only one for her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Coming to us from Scott in Carpentersville.
It's too small for Grandma to see.
Ew. Ew. All right. And then another couple quick ones. This one's coming to us from Chris in Nashville.
Nashville.
Oh, Ro.
What was that?
I don't know. A little self-congratulatory there.
Man, oh, man. All right.
And then this is one from me. I always like to catch other producers. This is producer Jasmine on the Bill and Wendy Show.
The dirtier, the better.
Wow. All right.
There it is.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's it. There you go. Do it again next week. Listen every day, every morning, all the time, 24/7. And again, whenever anybody says something you can pull out of context and it sounds vaguely dirty and makes you giggle a little bit, jot all the info down and send it to Nick D Show Spies. Or no, I'm sorry. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. I was just jumping ahead to this.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like us.
There you go. Nick D Show Spies. Another regular Friday feature. And this is when you listen 24 hours a day, 24/7, to this station. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy and jot down the name, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, spies, here we go.
All right, first one's coming to us from Mark D., and this is a mention on the Bill and Wendy Show.
The glasses I'm wearing are the ones that Drew Carey wore in the first 5 seasons of his show. They're very thick-rimmed, and I look like a claims adjuster from 1968, don't I?
Well, I have to tell you, those are very popular. I mean, our grandparents used to wear those.
I know. I never thought they would come back into style.
You look like Rick Moranis.
Thank you. It's usually Moranis, but I think you're more right.
Did you see me edit myself? Yeah, I literally bit my tongue.
I know. I think Mary's
did you shrink
more correct.
The kids?
Nick DiGilio just sat up in bed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Moranis, Mary?
My day is just getting better. Better.
Moranis. We just saw Rick Moranis on the big screen.
I don't know why it just came out that way. Yeah. I just kind of forgot. I mean, he hasn't been in the news much lately.
He's been out of show business for a long time.
Yeah,
But
he even still, what does he do?
There was a tragedy in his family. He had to take care of his family.
Oh, that's
so
terrible.
He dropped out of entertainment and just has not come back.
Oh.
But we saw him on the big screen just this past Tuesday when I screened Ghostbusters.
Oh, good. Well, I'm sorry, Rick, about that.
There you go. All right, Mary, having a great day this morning. Happy anniversary. Okay. All right, next.
All right, next up, coming to us from, let's see here. This is coming to us from Celine.
Celine Dion?
I wish.
Okay.
And this is a mention on Steve Cochran show.
Uh-oh. So what if you could circumvent this by turning off the television but having the sound still on?
I think that's called radio.
Well, unfortunately, my narrator guy is not on the radio.
And Nick is not going to help you fall asleep, let me tell you. Because when I wake up to Nick DiGilio...
He's yelling.
And he's all, yeah, he's usually yelling. And I jump out of bed. So he is the best waker-upper, I tell you. I am out of bed in 2.3 seconds and turning off my alarm.
Wow, Mary's all over the show this morning.
How serendipitous.
At least that was nice.
No, that was nice. I appreciate that.
And you do wake me up every
morning. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I'm never late.
See? No, you know, what's really weird, if you're not here at 4:30 when I look up in this, up at the screen here in the camera that's in the traffic room, if you're not here at 4:30, I get a little nervous, and then inevitably it's a replacement who's here.
Well, thanks for coming to check on me in the garage where I was trying to buff out my car.
I should have checked out. I was too busy.
I was stuck in a cement block.
I was too busy yelling into the microphone.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm glad you listened, Mayor. Okay. All right. Next.
Last one here. Not featuring Mary Vandevelde.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So this is a mention, again, on the Bill and Wendy show with Steve Bertrand.
Who doesn't like a warm nut?
Everyone does. Ridiculous.
Go ahead, Nick DiGilio. Take it. I don't care. I am so sick of being part of that show.
Mm-hmm. They don't even call it Nick's show anymore. It's just you. It's the best of Wendy.
Wendy Snyder. Straight out of context.
With Nick DiGilio.
Yep.
I'm just not talking.
So she hates my show.
I think she's just a little bit bashful
about being
featured so much. Wendy, if you want to take a couple weeks off.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll save them for later.
She hates my show. Doesn't she know that I just won an award last night?
You're now on an award-winning radio show.
I won an award last night. I won the Silver Dome Award from the Illinois Broadcasters Association for Best Radio Personality. And I'm not making that up. I won that.
That is awesome news.
Yeah, I did. I won the Silver Dome Award.
Some good news for once this morning.
And WGN won Best Station. Ryan Burrow won Best News Reporter.
Wow,
yeah, we did really well, but I won Best Radio Personality.
Woohoo!
Ridiculous.
That's so cool.
Wow. I paid him off. I got Felicity Huffman to to show up with some cash.
Oh, Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky.
Yeah, she was around.
Aunt Becky, too. All right. Okay, well, we'll do that again next week, which Nick D. So Spies. That's all coming up. Let's break here. We got the weather. Now, do you want to do the intro now? Can you do the intro now?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Duffy getting down.
The guy has the greatest voice
One of the greatest voices of all time. And he also does amazing production work, and he's also a very cool dude.
Genius.
Yep. All right, well, there you go. It's Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. We got some requests, right?
Full of them.
All right, full of them. All right, there you go. We'll take a break for the weather, little break, and then we come back. Luscious Hushus will be here. Viggity Viggity Vic, Verified Double V, run around like a lunatic in the newsroom. I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki, and then we'll get the Fly Jams going after this.
People are playing ball off the wall with my head. The man promised me a ring.
I said,
who's gonna raise me when I'm dead? Oh, I'm so tired of punching that clock every day. Okay, skating on thin ice.
Yeah.
Lord knows we
Fly Jam Friday begins. Shall we, let's get the introduction to DJ Luscious Hushus.
Ooh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
Yeah! All right, Luscious Hushus, who requested that?
So that was our good pal Dino. Wanted to hear T.S. Monk, Bon Bon V.
Yeah, that's a funky song.
A very funky song.
Fly Jams Friday is here. Coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right there, Luscious Hushus. What's next?
All right, next up, coming to us from Steve, it's Foxy with Get Off.
I love that song. That's fly as hell right there. Oh, man.
Super fly.
I love that song. All right. Fly Jams Friday continues. Who's our next request?
All right. Should I try to do like the radio DJ voice?
If you want.
Hey. And we're back.
And we're back.
Coming to us all the way from the 773. This is Candy by Cameo. I love this track.
It's starting now. It's the same feeling. I always seem to get a rundown. There's no mistaking. I'm clearly taken by that simple gift of you. This stuff is starting now. This stuff is starting now. This stuff is starting now.
Super funky.
Yes, I do. That's giving me a heart attack. That's the great Larry Blackmon.
Oh yeah,
with his high top fade and his red cod piece. You can't. Nobody else in funky music like Larry Blackmon. Giving me a heart attack. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's too good, Nick.
He's
I love
the best.
That.
He's the best. All right, there you go. A little cameo for you.
Mm-hmm.
Dean did not like Men in Black. Shocker.
Oh.
All right, next.
All right, next up on the big WGN, it's the return of the Mac coming to us from Mike in Old Irving Park.
Very fly. Very fly. Dean gave The Dead Don't Die a B-, by the way.
Wow.
Gave it a B-. I'm surprised. I thought he would hate it.
Yeah.
So that's a little...
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, Fly Jams. Friday continues. What do we got?
All right. Next up, Ray Charles with a very classic one. Nighttime is the Right Time.
Yeah.
That's coming to us from Pat.
All right. That's appropriate for this shift. Yeah. All right. That wraps up the Fly Jams Friday for this week. We'll do it again next week, so get your Fly Jams ready to go. And as always, your requests are at 312-981-7200. All right. Well, I want everybody to have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And thank you guys all for all the congratulations that I've been receiving all morning about the award. I appreciate it, and I'm humbled by it all. And we'll be back Monday morning with all the movie reviews. And my dad will call in and tell a joke, plus more.